evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 4/24/2020, 2020 live show. Now, let me tell you what. The wild weasel is running. And then somebody told me today, said the wild weasel is running. He's gotten so wild and everything, he's run off. And I said, oh, no, he ain't run off. He just ran off to sharpen his claws and have new claws added on, like the Wolverine, you see. Ladies and gentlemen, I listened to a doctor a couple days ago from New York City who has a practice, an active practice, with a lot of COVID-19 patients. He has been giving his patients at the first test of it, he's been giving him hydroxychloroquine, all right? And he also has given it to people who are deep in the weeds. And he's had success with over 1,000 people. Of those, 2 people died out of the 1,000. But they didn't die because of the hydroxychloroquine. Now, supposedly there's been the FDA is gonna, they don't like it anymore and blah, 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 and they're gonna ban it and all that. And then they've attacked Trump now because he brought it up, So if Trump tells you to snip airplane glue, you give me, oh boy, 10 million nuts snip airplane glue. I don't think so. It's all part of the attack to destroy the United States, destroy the leadership, and the fact of the matter is, this hydroxychloroquine has been around for years. Some of the missionaries have taken it for years against malaria. A lot of people in the military have been on it. People who have arthritis and lupus. There are studies. It is a relatively safe drug. Any drug can cause, if you're allergic to it or if you've got the right condition, can cause a problem. But what they're doing now is trying to destroy the one thing here that might actually do you some good. Now that remdesivir or whatever it is from Gilead allegedly doesn't work so good, okay? And they're telling you, oh, we're on the verge of getting the vaccine and blah, 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 blah. Well, I heard somebody say this the other day, too, Well, Dr. Fauci, we don't have a vaccine for AIDS, do we? We don't have a vaccine yet for SARS, do we? We don't have a vaccine for the common cold, do we? Coronavirus, SARS, common cold. So what makes you think you're going to have one for this? Well, it ain't going to necessarily be the one that you want it to be. They may already have one for it. And information came out from a Russian. I don't know if you saw this article or not. Let me see if I can cue this up. Chumakov, renowned microbiologist from Russia, Chumakov, suggested that Chinese scientists were possibly searching for an HIV vaccine. Well, isn't that interesting? Because this thing has got the HIV component on it. Just as I told you way back when, and it came out of China that it did. He said they did absolutely crazy things, he said, in my opinion. However, let's see what he actually says here. And he said, China, the scientists at the Wuhan lab, have been actively involved developing various coronavirus variants for over 10 years. Oh, no kidding. Remember, I told you, they're down in Berea, Kentucky, collecting samples in the those big caves down in that area in Kentucky, in the Cumberland Gap. And I had somebody who saw the people in that motel parking lot. And then after he gave them the old Blue Water Navy NSA, let's say, stare. Well, then the security dog of the Red Chinee then just appeared magically up there by his room when he and his wife came up the out of the elevator. And so then he tells the wife, go on inside here, and he gives the Red Chinee the hard old look. And the old salt was getting ready to duke him out. The Red Chinee thought a little better of it. He said, uh-oh, I got one here that maybe can fight. So then he took off. But, you know, that was the river pirate and spouse. And when they went back to their home and drove back a day later, they came down with an upper respiratory infection. This is back in, I think, 206 or 7, whenever it was. I think 206, baby. And he came down with that upper respiratory, both of them, and it lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks, and he had to go to the hospital back then for it. So they dusted his car or his room doorknobs or whatever, or did a black bag and came in when they were gone to supper and dusted their stuff. But after that, Red Chinese in Berea, Kentucky, civilian clothes, but in a white little van, the officer wearing a surf shop T-shirt from California. Did I stay up all late last night and for the last few months or years I've told you about this? Making this crap up? No! So all these pukes on TV don't know what they're talking about. And I will say this. Somebody has designed all of this, alright, to take us into a time when the whole world is sick and they take control of the world. Using a pestilence. And this is just the beginning. But let's go back to what old this guy says. He says they were involved in developments of various coronavirus for over 10 years. Oh, I didn't finish my sentence here, or thought. In America, after the Red Chinese were here, bats started dropping dead as you wanna, as you please, out of the ceilings in all the caves from a new SARS-like type illness, sort of like white nose syndrome, they call it. So what did the Red Chinese do with our bats? And did they reintroduce some recombination stuff? So he said the development of various coronavirus for over 10 years. Moreover, he said they did this supposedly not with the aim of creating pathogenic variants, but to study their pathogenicity. Well, there's a fine line between not creating a bioweapon and studying what a bioweapon would do to you, you see. It's a shatter half. It's Janus. It's the Janus. Janus face, the two-headed coin. It's the two-headed Lucy. You know what I'm saying? But he said they did absolutely crazy things, in his opinion, he said. For example, inserts in the genome, which gave the virus the ability to infect human cells. Now, all of this, he says, has been analyzed. The picture of this stuff has already been out. Remember when the genetic sequences were coming out in January? Remember the Lancet and the stuff coming out in the Epoch Times and all of the stuff coming out of China and out of Hong Kong? He said, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. The picture of the possible creation of the current coronavirus is slowly emerging. There are several inserts into the virus, you see. That is, substitutions of the natural sequence of the genome, which gave it special properties. It is interesting. Listen to this. Listen out there. Put your cup down for a second. It is interesting, he says, that the Chinese and Americans who worked with them published all their works in the open scientific press. I even wonder why this background comes to people very slowly. In other words, they're kind of covering that up, and they're not talking about that. He says, I think that an investigation will nevertheless be initiated, as a result of which new rules will be developed that regulate the work with the genomes of such dangerous viruses. He then says it's too early to blame anyone. Well, I tell you who the blame goes to. The blame goes to the Luciferian scum who work for Lucifer the Lightbringer, who are trying to destroy this planet and to kill off 80 to 90% of the population here so that Lucifer can try to steal souls and then overlay the Antichrist's body, possess it, and then create a counterfeit of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus. So the United States and the Chinese were in it together, and we know that how? Because Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Health gave $3.7 million to the Red Chinese Lab to study a new bat virus. Smoking gun. Quid, you know, qui bono? Lucipe, Luciferians qui bono. And now I'm going to tell you, when you see economies and our GDP, have you seen our GDP is going to be off 40%? Down this year. Do you remember the Deagle Report? The Deagle Report that came out last year, where they talked about the population in the United States is only going to be about 35 million, then they raised it up to about 55 or 65 million, whatever it was. But they also talked about how the GDP was going to be so low you couldn't believe it. Everybody said, well, what is going on here? What's the story? It's because they knew in advance what the Luciferian New World Order plan was going to be. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Go up to verse 12, Matthew 24. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 21, but pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. So that tells me it could be this winter, huh? When it comes back, according to Redfield, who then said, oh, no, I didn't really mean it didn't come back. It isn't coming back, but it might come back, but it, oh, up, up, up. Okay, fiddle in the can. And what does Lord Jesus say? Verse 21, Matthew 24. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. See, we're just in the beginning of sorrows, just in the beginning of the sorrows. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then what does he do after he tells you this in Matthew 24? he goes in and tells you about the parable of the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. They did not prepare. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. He tells you to prepare. That's the red letters. Pay attention to what Lord Jesus has to say. There's power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Power in the blood. So here we are, and we got this hydroxychloroquine, which is doing some good. This doctor in New York City, who is working with COVID-19 patients all the time now. And he's treated over 1,000. The guy in France has used it. And they do it the same way as the guy in France did, the guy in New York City. He uses the hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and the zinc, just like the French guy does. Zinc sulfate, I believe. President Trump had the woman who was a legislature in Michigan who was in the White House a couple weeks ago. She said that she was dying. She was basically intubated and she was dying. And her husband heard about, President Trump said about the hydroxychloroquine. He went to the doctor and had the doctor prescribe it. And lo and behold, in about 12 hours, she started to feel better and came out of it and is now alive, not dead. Now, this hydroxychloroquine, you see, they're all blaming it all on Trump now, and this is why this FDA guy, why they fired his butt, because he's the one, or the NIH guy, they fired his butt, the number 2 man, because he went against the hydroxychloroquine. And why are they doing that? Because they can't, there's no patent necessarily on it. It's a generic drug. It can be made cheaply. It's been made for 60 years. In Europe, in place of Europe, you don't even have to have a prescription. There are a few side effects of any drug that you would take. And not on all people is a good, but with a doctor's prescription, you have to be able to take it, and many people take it as a preventative in terms of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus, etc. And had they had it in New York City, they would not have had the problems they had. whole bunch of states. Let me see if I've got this keyed up here. State and local governments across the United States have obtained millions of the hydroxychloroquine. 22 states and Washington, D.C. have secured large shipments of this drug. And supporters say having a supply on hand makes sense in case the drug is shown to be effective against the pandemic that has devastated the global economy. And then they also say they have a steady supply for lupus, arthritis, and of course malaria. Now apparently the FDA on Friday warned doctors against prescribing the drug for treating the coronavirus outside of hospitals or research settings because reports of serious side effects, including dangerous irregular heart rhythms and death among patients. Well, I heard him talk about that. They said that they haven't seen that, but that a few people that are in these trials, they're giving it to people, many of whom are intubated and are on their last legs and have terrible heart disease or have already had strokes and stuff. And then I also heard somebody say that they've seen similar findings when they did studies on young people after they smoked marijuana. Has the same effect. Yet everybody, they're opening up pot, everybody in the world now, in the United States. I'll tell you what. Oklahoma spent $2 million to buy the drugs. Utah and Ohio have spent hundreds of thousands on purchases. The rest of the cities in the states received free shipments from drug companies or the U.S. government over the last month. It's not an unproven drug. It's an off-label usage of a proven drug. So you see, this is all going south because it goes against what the Luciferians want to do. They want to subjugate you and they want to put you in a position with surveillance testing. Ha ha! Surveillance testing. And then they're going to force everybody or try to in a year or so to take the vaccine, which as Brother Quail said years ago, allegedly what will happen is there will be a vaccine and it will be something that will kill a large number of people. Then they'll say, oh, we're so sorry. We made the wrong vaccine. We had to rush it because we were going to lose millions anyway. Well, we've got the secondary one. We've improved it. Well, everybody who didn't die from the first one, allegedly, in Brother Quail's scenario of a satirical scenario years ago, let's just call it that. So the second one's the kill shot. That's the binary. He also, Brother Quail, said they could be doing this. Portion of it could be from the chemtrails back then, which were heavy as heck, much so than they are now. But this is not the only thing that's going on. These tornadoes, all of these storms that have been coming through, I have been watching MIMIC mimic. I watched the North American or the U.S. Con-U.S. domain, and you can see the pink as you watch it cycle through, you can see them using scalar weapons, scalar energy constructs to push fast winds, like a wind tunnel, fast through the southern part of the states while they're putting in a high component of cold air coming down at an angle. And then where they meet, the warm air comes up from the gulf, and they meet there. They meet at the point of the wind, and that goes kaboom! And then you got them. Oklahoma, you know, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia. All of this stuff. Now what they're doing is this is being caused to create further catastrophes on this planet. And then I'm telling you, I still think, because I talked to an old partner tonight, an old partner, who'd been listening to the old radio waves. And there's been a lot quiet on the military front, which when you have quiet on the radio and quiet on the stuff, then that usually comes right before some kind of activity. So at any time, we could have the wars or rumors of war. But you could have actual war. Now they don't know whether little Kim has got the COVID or whether they clipped an artery or something and he went to the brain dead on a heart surgery or whether he's just shacked up. I don't know. But it looks like his sister could pull the pin or push the button and drop those two nukes out of those satellites and do the EMP. And she could go to her bunker and have nothing left to lose because North Korea is devastated. What's not starving is being COVIDed to death. So China is getting ready, but I'm going to tell you what. If I was the Taiwanese, the new general who took over for their top general that the Red Chinese killed with an electromagnetic weapon where they took out the brand new helicopter that they were taking delivery on and testing, I would be, have my people infiltrated to every base, everywhere up and down the line in Red China. And I'd have them ready to be the Chinese restaurant waiters that come out of the back room and lay waste to some Red Chinese assets behind the scene. Because they're already here now. The Russian Spetsnaz is here now. They knock out the power grid with an EMP. Which I still think is one of the big things. And then if Guo, the Chinese, Red Chinese billionaire who escaped out of China and now is against the Communist Party of China, Guo said that the Red Chinese had plans that by June they would release a hantavirus or something like that, another type of virus inside the United States. I heard this afternoon from a good source about the Navy ships and about the cruise ships. But let's just take the cruise ships. Apparently, one of the key things that a lot of people did on these cruise ships was those ones where they got really infected bad. There was all kind of gallons, thousands of gallons of a smoothie drink out of China that was put on board when they resupplied to make smoothies. Where do you think all of these people are getting the COVID-19 at these meatpacking plants? A lot of them owned by the Red Chinese. Think it comes in on something? Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better start getting the ultraviolet lights. Find yourself one. And going out of the sun, you got sun, go out in it. And why these people, these doctors, I know why. Because they're Luciferian or they're married up with the big pharma for big cash. So they only want drugs that are real expensive and that they can force to be done to everybody and the government will pay for it. And they'll make trillions of dollars off of it. But there are other antiviral things. Mesosilver, allegedly mesosilver, was used by the Red Chinese during the SARS virus in Hong Kong. Well, old Fauci was around during the SARS. Well, I don't know, did the NIH create the original SARS virus? Or did they just give money to the Red Chinese to do it? In the lab. Was he around when the HIV virus was created? And that Congress appropriated money, allegedly, to do so? Well, yeah, he was around back then, wasn't he? And then they gave it in trials to gay men in St. Louis and in San Francisco. And then in Africa, they gave it to heterosexual women. They gave trials. They used it over in, I heard, over in Africa. They went around and supposedly inoculating people with the smallpox. And wherever that smallpox vaccine allegedly was given, allegedly, if you overlaid that with a map where HIV popped up, AIDS, later on, within months, popped up, it was almost a walk in the park right down the villages and where they got it. So this Luciferian scum want to kill you. They want to take you out. And if you're alive, you're going to be knuckled under to them. Under socialism, you would not be allowed to be poor. You would be forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, forcibly fed, clothed, lodged, taught, and employed whether you liked it or not. If it were discovered that you had not the character and industry enough to be worth all this trouble, you might possibly be executed in a kindly manner. That was written by Fabian socialist Bernard Shaw in his Intelligent Women's Guide to Socialism and Capitalism in 1928. Here's Sir Julian Huxley, first director general in UNESCO, 46 through 48. Even though it is quite true that any radical eugenic policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO to see that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care and that the public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that now is unthinkable may at least become thinkable. We are not going to achieve a new world order without paying for it in blood as well as in words and money. Arthur Schlesinger Jr., Foreign Affairs, July-August 1995. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they would be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threaten our very existence. It is then that all peoples of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. They want to kill you. They want to subjugate you. I'm taking this out of Alex Jones's book, 911, Descent into Tyranny. And let's see what Alex write to me here in the front of it. Oh, Alex Jones wrote, he says, death to the New World Order. That's what he said in, when he wrote that in the front of this book for me years ago. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you had better prepare like Jesus says in Matthew 25. And, you know, let's see what else I got queued up here. I was looking at the pork shortages. And isn't it interesting when they have this, it was at Zero Hedge, pork shortages strike America in 2 weeks, it says. And they list all the different plants. And they have this map of all the meatpacking plants and it says source, USDA, Johns Hopkins University. Where is Johns Hopkins? Why are they the arbiter of all the maps and all of the stuff now? I believe Bill Gates and Soros gave them a whole lot of money, did they not, at Bloomberg? Source, USDA, Johns Hopkins University. The WHO, the CDC, USA Today analysis. If meatpacking plants become the next disaster zone for the virus, resulting in the closure of more plants than food shortages could materialize, and for a rapid surge in price, a combination that would leave millions angry at a time when the economic depression is unfolding and food shortages could trigger social unrest. Guard against that, ladies and gentlemen. Go out tonight and buy more meat. You can get meat in a lot of forms. If you can still get a hold of any freeze-dried meats or Yoders, the high-quality Yoders, canned meats that'll last 20 years, 15, 20 years, Yoders, Yoders, canned beef Yoders, chicken chunks, beef chunks, bacon, pork chunks. Then order some. But if you can't do anything else, you can go to whatever grocery store. And don't just go to the cheapest one. Go to where they have supply. If you got to go to the next little town, then go to it. The Walmarts and stuff don't have the supply anymore. A lot of the Save-A-Lots are all out of everything. Go to where they've got it. Chunky soup. It's already got the moisture of the water in it. Sirloin burger. You know, whatever. Get something with meat, potatoes, and vegetables. Progresso soups. You can get canned salmon, pink or red salmon out of Alaska. You can get chunk tuna, cans of tuna. You can get all kind of things. Roast beef hash, corned beef hash. It's meat potatoes. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Dintymore beef stew. All of these things have the meat in them. But if you can also get, put up bacon or pork tenderloin or pork chops or whatever. Or put up beef as well. Ground beef, ground chuck, ground round, whatever it is you like. You like steaks, get steaks if you can afford them. But you can also get flank steak and chuck roast and rump roast and that kind of a thing. You can usually get sirloin steak cheaper than you can get the ribeyes or the T-bones. Let alone the, filet mignons. But whatever it is you like, get it. And if you can freeze it, can it, dry it, whatever, then you'd better do it and load up on it. Because you do not want to become somebody starving to death, because then they got their thumb on your family's back. Excuse me while I take a drink of coffee to calm down. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you this for years and trying to do it. And I've had a lot of people tell me, thank you, Hawk. Thank you, Steve Quayle, who's done it for many years as well, for getting us prepared and that we've gotten stuff. We've done the things. We've gotten the food. We've got the Berkey water processors, the ProPures, whatever it is you got. But don't quit on it. I know pretty soon I might be able to get myself a haircut again. You know? And I've talked to, I have one nice lady email me. She said she never worn a baseball cap in her entire life. And she can't cut her own hair because she just doesn't trust herself to do it. And she's not going to let her husband cut it. That's for doggone sure. So she said she's going to get these ball caps and wear them. And that's all there is to it. Well, I'm getting tired of wearing my ball cap. And I must admit I've worked a little bit on mine with some little scissors here and there, but I can't get it all in the back. And I'm not going to let anybody else but a trained barber touch mine either. So I pray I'll be able to go here. I may have to drive down to Oklahoma or to go up to Nebraska if this Kansas governor lady doesn't open it up. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to prepare in earnest and methodically. And when you do that, and let's say that you're sitting there and you don't have hardly anything, but you got $6. Go get 2 cans of chunky soup. If you got 2 cans of chunky soup, that is, you're going to eat, 2 people are going to eat tomorrow. And have a ration. And then while you were doing that, you need to go out and work on getting you another 2. Or 4 or 6 or whatever. And I'm telling you, you need to get your list of foods. Holly Dale's Dare to Prepare, great book. No Such Thing as Doomsday. Philip Hogue, Arlene Hogue. There are other lists all over the place. But get your list and go down the list and check them off. And think in terms of for your family, your husband, wife, 2 kids, 3 kids, whatever. Think about what would be able to sustain you. And then think about what would be able to, where you had a pretty good amount of food. Say you ate 2 good meals. You had 2 cans of chunky soup. Or the kids split one, and then you had some rice. And I've been seeing everybody buying jasmine rice and stuff like that. Buy the white rice out of Louisiana, if you can. it'll keep longer than some of the more exotic rices or the basmati rices and all that stuff. The white rice will keep more indefinitely. If you can get flour and put it into the buckets, do that. Get you some food-grade diatomaceous earth and include it. Or get you the oxygen absorbers and put it in, or the dry ice, or however you're going to store it, put it into the things. But I've done that with flour, as well as have some of the actual grain. The turkey red wheat, the white wheat, some of the corn. But I still like freeze-dried, dehydrated foods, and that's getting harder to get. And I'll tell you, just go out to Cabela's or go out to Bass Pro or some different places. Look up there at Sportsman's Guide and see when they're going to get it. If they've got it in stock, have them ship you something. Wise, New Manna, all kind of places. Emergency Essentials. All kind of place to go. Nitro Pack. Nitro-Pack. All kind of places. I'm just telling you. Don't look at one that you've always used and say, well, they can't get it until next year. Well, then try 5, 6 others. But if you can't get it, you can still go to the grocery store and canned food. If the cans are not blown up, you know, dented badly, blown up, or when you open them, they don't have the smell and the stink and the black junk on them, then you probably are okay to put them in the gumbo pot, yeah, and stir them around and get you a roux and put it on in there, you know. If you can catch you a few crawdads at the crawdad hole, or a little bit of fish or some shrimps, you can put them on in too. But don't put no Wuhan bats in there. Now, I'm being facetious a little bit, but I'm telling you, you can cook things and bring them to a boil in a soup. You can cook some rice. And if you cannot find the big bags of rice, then get boxes of Minute Rice or boxes of Uncle Ben's Quick Rice, boxes of Rice Ceroni, small bags of rice. Put them up. Food grade buckets. Seal them up. But you'd better continue to do it. What else should you get? Vegetables of any kind. Cans of fruit. Although I tend to have fruit sometimes will pop on me. I've seen where I had some pears that popped over the years, and I had to get rid of that. I had a little stickiness on the shelf where the pears were at. But try to get you something. I like mixed vegetables because you got a lot of different ones in there. Corn, green beans, whatever it might be. Mushrooms, whatever. Cans of this, that, or the other. You can get canned potatoes. You can get Chef Boyardee. Franco American. You can get chili with meat, chili with beans, all kind of chilies. Spam. Spam, spam, spam. One of the favorite foods in Hawaii because the GIs had it by the ton. You take you a slice of spam and slice it thin and put that in a skillet with some eggs, man. Cook that up, put some hot sauce or barbecue sauce on it. Put a slice of bread or put it on over the rice. You got a meal. Do not go into their Luciferian night without doing something, without fighting or standing up. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. This timing. Easiest thing, Federal Reserve notes. ounce of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, whatever, gold, piece of gold, or check or money order, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And God bless you out there. He'll return it to you. Lord Jesus, return it to you 10,000-fold. You can also write me a letter or send a card there and say hello and tell me how things are going for you. The email where I try to answer people if I can, but I get a lot of emails, so I don't answer everybody every day, or I try to do it sometimes. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what, if you want to learn about the catastrophes and things that are going to take place on this planet, I would tell you to go to stevequayle.com right now. And if you have not seen Cascadia and that Vimeo of that video, then you should by all means take a look at it. But we're hearing new scenarios that are coming out, as well as the West Coast. They're talking about the New Madrid Fault and about the East Coast and Puerto Rico. And that there's all kind of new information starting to surface about New Madrid and about Puerto Rico may split into and all kind of things. And if you recall all of the future maps of the U.S. Navy, of different people who prophetically saw the U.S., they always talk about the Mississippi River from the Great Lakes, starting from the Great Lakes, coming down and then widening out to where maybe at the Gulf there, it might be 100 miles wide. 1,500 miles wide. Separating the United States in two halves. Unless you got going to take a little Missouri boat ride like Josie Wales had the Red Legs do. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you. Read the words, what Lord Jesus told you in Matthew 24, and then go right into Matthew 25, Luke 21. Go to Revelations. Go also then to John 14. But read what Jesus has to say. Get the red letter edition if you don't have one. Get the big print so you can read it when you get older, you know. Or when the lights go a little dim after the EMP. And I still think it's going to happen. Because when China has lost huge amounts of its GDP, and maybe 21 million people dead, although they're only allowing now maybe 200,000 had the disease, you see. But they've already found out in New York City over 200,000 people may have had it in New York City already. 200,000 to 400,000 people in California. The death rate ain't as high here. Higher over there because they allowed it to overwhelm their system. There's also various strains. But they can also release other things. They can also do the EMP. They can also come right up the gut in a submarine and launch kaboosh. They can also launch from anywhere with a hypersonic, the Russians can, and pop that thing in and dial it up as big or as small as they want. Less than 5 minutes. You don't have the 20 minutes or the 30 minutes you did on the old ICBMs when they're coming over the pole from Russia and blah, blah, blah. This is like whoosh. Hypersonic, and there is no real weapon anti-missile system that can handle those, except Some of the space weapons can. Okay? The laser and the particle beam weapons. But see, none of that exists. Yet I recall that I believe at the Yuma Proving Ground, they sure as heck tested one there and zapped a spaceship in space with it, didn't they? Do you remember the view from space? I believe it was a space view from the shuttle, one of the shuttles, where there was a UFO or another spacecraft out there, and all of a sudden a beam comes up from the Earth and zaps it? So the mighty men and women of valor, they got some stuff like that. Because they've been standing in the gap against those space buddies, the old sick finger Samuels, you see, the old Illuminati types, excuse me, the Anunnaki types, the space scum creations of Lucifer and his minions, who had the genetic tool jacks, okay, and the jack of the genes, just like they're doing in the Wuhan, just like Fauci's NIH paid money to the Wuhan lab to jack around with the gene over there. A bat virus gene. Ladies and gentlemen, when you're up at stevequayle.com, go and get signed up for the upcoming live streaming of all those great speakers on catastrophes of the past, the present, and the future. Okay. All of them. Go up to stevequayle.com, click on that, and sign up for the new upcoming. I believe it's in May. I forget the exact date, but check it out. Don't go into their loose prayer and have not a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand in the gap against the evil. Stand up for your family, your Bill of Rights, your kids, your wife, or your husband. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology and strike the blow on those that you know are going to be the players. Maybe instead of off of Washington State, you go off of San Diego, you know. I don't know. Put the zap on somebody down here. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Nick in the pool, buddy. Got 38 commanding position. Got good optics. Is that sure? General Warwick has got mission created tonight.